From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, what the legalization of a marijuana derivative means for epilepsy patients in Texas. We'll start this evening with a look at damage caused by last month's flooding. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins spent most of the day visiting damaged homes and businesses with teams from the state and FEMA. They visited neighborhoods in Grand Prairie, Garland, Irving, Coppell, Carrollton, and Mesquite, where some homes had up to 6 feet of water damage. On Monday, Jenkins will assess public parks and roads in the county, see photos of some of the damaged homes, including one owned by Garland City Councilmember Billy Mack Williams, at KERANews.org. It's graduation day at Kids University. The week-long camp for homeless children in North Texas ended with a commencement ceremony at UT Dallas. As KERA's Courtney Collins reports, organizers want these kids to get the feel of life on a college campus and return one day as undergrads.
Kids University is a happy, chaotic, inventive summer camp put on by UT Dallas and the nonprofit Rainbow Days, which focuses on at-risk kids. They can mix up a batch of slime and watch as a tiny car zooms down the track of a miniature roller coaster. There's yoga and team-building exercises with hula hoops. For just her 9-year-old Rachel Arthur, nothing can hold a candle to Home Depot class.
I made a new friend at Home Depot named Johnny. He works there. We made a toolbox. We're going to put everything that we made in there. That's my last class, and I don't want to leave.
That's probably because today's activity is making portable tic-tac-toe boards out of burlap. The dull roar in this room is pure excitement. When Rachel was living in a homeless shelter, the noise she put up with was a lot less fun.
Every night I tried to go to sleep, but there's like crying babies and mothers yelling and I can't go to sleep.
Rachel lives in transitional housing with her mom now, an apartment which she likes better than the shelter. If it were up to her though, she'd live in a 10-story house. She'd keep a room for herself and share the others.
Like people that are sitting on the streets, I'll say, "Do you have a home?" And then if they say no, I'll say, "Come with me and I'll give you one."
Rachel and her 149 fellow campers have lived a life most of us can't even picture. For some of these kids, camp isn't just the highlight of their summer, it's the highlight of their childhood. Kelly Wersbinski with Rainbow Days has proof.
I've had two interns, they were children in our program, and they came to me and showed me the name tag that they had when they were 7 or 8 years old, and the children said, "This camp meant so much to me, I kept this to remember that I can achieve my dreams and goals."
Wersbinski hopes college will be a goal for all of these kids, which is why Rainbow Days and UTD have been partners for the last 20 years. George Fair is a dean at the university.
That's the idea, is that we give them a chance to really see and understand that this is what a university looks like, this is what a university feels like, and that there are lots of kind of productive activities that one can experience here.
One of those is pre-algebra, which Fair has managed to make fun and accessible for kids as young as second grade, thanks to computers and building blocks. With such a heavy emphasis on math, science, and engineering, Kids University ought to end with the graduation. The kids leave with diplomas. Organizers hope they'll also leave with lofty ambitions. Rachel Arthur doesn't disappoint.
When I grow up, I want to be a few things. It's a teacher, a diver, be a tiger trainer. I think that's what I want to do. Because my favorite animal is tigers, and every time I see one, it's just thrilling to me because I like them so much.
It's hard to imagine they won't like her back. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
CBD, or cannabidiol oil, is a derivative of marijuana that's been shown to combat convulsions brought on by epilepsy. Texas recently legalized limited medical use of the oil, and Dr. Scott Perry with Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth is here to talk about what that means. Dr. Scott Perry, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First off, aside from being an extract of marijuana, what exactly does the medical community know about CBD oil?
Well, you know, the data with CBD oil is rapidly evolving as the interest has increased. As I caution all my families that ask about it, you have to remember that people that have good results are the people that tell us the results, and people that have poor results don't necessarily always report it. So while there is some information there and growing data that it is useful, the percentage of people it's useful in is still somewhat of an unknown.
Why would a patient need CBD oil? Aren't there already a lot of treatments available for epilepsy?
There absolutely are a lot of treatments out there. Lots of medications, there are surgical treatments, there are special diets we can use. Unfortunately, there are people out there that we can go through all of those medicines and options and still not have complete seizure control. So, you know, as an epilepsy community, we're constantly working to develop new ways to treat the disorder. CBD is of interest to us as a new treatment because it seems to be different in the way it works. The medicines we use work on different receptors in the brain to help stop seizures. Some work on sodium channels, some work on calcium channels, etc. And the CBD oil appears to work on completely different receptors. And in fact, has been shown to work at multiple different receptors. So as a different mechanism of action, it's at least interesting to us to now take a new avenue to try to treat epilepsy, one that we haven't looked at before.
With the bill now passed, when will doctors in Texas be able to start prescribing CBD oil to patients?
That is a little bit up in the air. The way the bill is written, and of course, you know, these time frames can change depending on how fast rules and regulations can be written. The law basically goes into effect, I believe, in September of 2015. At that point, the state will need to create what is called the Compassionate Use Registry, which will be an online registry to keep track of who's allowed to provide or prescribe the medication, who's allowed to use it. But the big holdup will be when the dispensaries to provide CBD will be available. So the law as it's written in Texas is not only does it have to be prescribed by an epileptologist in the state, but it also has to be acquired from a dispensary in the state of Texas. And the dispensaries are not required to be operational and licensed until 2017. Now, like I said, if rules and regulations move faster, those may be open sooner than that. But right now you're looking at 2017 as the earliest time by law that we might be able to available to start using it.
Dr. Scott Perry is a pediatric neurologist with Cook Children's Medical Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks again for having me.
Mostly cloudy skies later this evening, a 20% chance for showers with a low around 74. Tomorrow, also mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a slightly cooler high near 89. It's about 92 degrees across the listening area. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.